That one verse is explaining what? A guy has a class. He taught 2 years. Then he said, goodbye. Go, because God doesn't like this anymore. We let it settle down. 2 years later, he's back. This is his first stuff. Do you remember? In the books you read, that's the last stuff. Because when the book is finished and it's started printing, the writer will write something at the beginning. We know with Rumi is not that, because he was coming, talking and going. Therefore, that night he will talk. And he will talk about the excuse of that 2 years difference. You remember, he says, let me tell you about that. That's because, and he will give you a very big rule of existence, which is mizan, size, portion, proportion, all that. He will say, this is it. Everything is limited. There is limitation in this universe. You have to remember that. The ring of the nose of the camel, too big doesn't work, too small doesn't work. There should be an appropriate size to everything. Do you remember why he told you all these rules?
So then there's exception.
To arrive to the exception, he said, except the subject you are going to talk about doesn't follow the rules, because there is no rule. And he was talking about not the book two. Isn't it normal that he will summarize book one? Book one was book of... there I should be hanged, because nobody believes like that. I was kicked out of somewhere by telling this, that I said, six volume because seven steps. First one is yearning, has no book. Book one is book of love. He explains book of love in one verse. Somebody asked, what is being in love? Remember that? And I told you, you cannot really appreciate the second verse. Because in second verse in Persian, you could read it that you will know when you become like us, which is a very arrogant statement. Okay, I am here. Somebody asked me about love, and I said, you will know it when you will be like us. I realized that no, you can treat it differently. Same words. It says, somebody asked about love, and I said, you will know it when you become we. From I to we, that transformation. Then something kicked. Because in Persian, this verse should be picked up from somewhere, put it there, or created there. In any case, should rhyme. It doesn't. I thought maybe this is in the middle of some ghazal something. I searched and searched. And I realized, no. He did it that way, because over there he's writing, he's talking, and if you're not sharp enough, you will not notice that there is no rhyme. But it explained love. And he added to that that love is something that you have to develop a taste for it, because it's illogical. So, I looked at it again, and I found all these tricks. Why two names over there? To remind you, there are two sides of one coin. What is the coin? The coin is that capital I. The coin is that inflated ego we carry around with a little bit knowledge. The coin is that illusion of separation. You remember? The first flaw of logic is the first illusion. In a living creature, something, some concept will be created with life, which is intelligence. Life is intelligence. If not, it's over. It will be finished. That intelligence starts with the flaw, because the concept of me and the rest of the universe rises over there. That's it. Ego. Every animal has it. We include it. We are born with it, right? So we are with this ego. This ego has a fruit. Fruit is wisdom, knowledge, all of it. You remember I claimed that a new universe was created when we were created. Do you remember that universe? My goodness, it's the beginning of this book. Shouldn't it be at the beginning paragraph of book second? What I'm talking about now, this is the principle. Because we always talk about a universe. And everybody thinks that we are talking about hallucination, stuff like that. It's a real universe which was not here before us, and it was created with our existence. Do you remember what was that? The universe of bad and good imagination. Era of imagination. He started it with it. Book one, second paragraph. He said, imagination looks like nothing. But look around, all your peace and warmth are based on imagination. Your happiness and sadness, because we experience another universe. That universe was not here. It started with us. We understand non-existence. But there is more to that. You know that with us, responsibility came down. Before human being, there is no responsibility. Nobody asks for a responsible tiger. A tiger is a tiger. Responsibility started with us. Remember the first declaration, the first word out of the mouth of human beings, not Adam and Eve. Those are animals. After the bite of the fruit of knowledge, they will transform to something else. First declaration is Rabbana innana zalamna anfusana. Period. We did it. Remember, Rumi emphasized it. Remember? He went back and said, okay, it happened like this. Satan said, my God, you cheated me, blah, blah, blah. This guy said this. He said, now let me tell you a secret. After that, there was another secret meeting. God called Adam and said, come here. Satan said, I wanted it, therefore it happened. Do you have any problem with that? He said, no, sir. No, he told us. Of course, sir. But when I ask you, he said, I am the guilty party. I said, oh, because that's a ritual. I had this fear. So I used the ritual, because no lover will blame the beloved. That's the ritual of love. When we talk about all of this, let's go back to two words. Two words are your ego, are your wishes. What do you want in life? If you're honest, there are two fields. You want to have and to be important. That to have part is your animal, because animal wants to have to survive, naturally. You extended, you want to have, of course you want to have a big car, and you want to have a chalet over there, you want to have a palace here, and so on, and so on, and so on. This is the animal part. Is there something else for the animals? Now there is the other part, which comes from animals. It happens in herds. If you're living in a herd, you want to be the boss. What's wrong with that? Only a stupid one wouldn't wish for that. So you want to be at the center of attention and to have. Therefore we named it not having, not being. We go through a pain to explain to you why now we don't mean you die. We don't appreciate the death, but this is another coin. Because there is no other way. We want to say the seventh one, the best one is where you are not at the center of everything and you don't have anything because you don't acknowledge you. Instead you learn to acknowledge we. Because there is all that imagination, knowledge, think about it. It's in none of us. It's in we. But we love us. Why us is better?
Because it distinguishes us from them.
No. Yes, of course, that's in it. But why you like it very much?
Gives me a feeling of importance.
Yes. And more than that?
Belong.
What?
To belong. We just like to meditate and belong.
To belong. This is one of the best way to cheat that meaning.
Thank you.
To belong. Remember what she said, right? I go back. In a couple of weeks, come back, Al will be with me, then Alzheimer, this is a very good friend of mine, he will approach all the senior citizens. Then I forget what you said, but now I remember. You tell me, us, why is good to you, us? Because us is extension of me. I'm always at the center of it. That's the meaning of us. I don't do it for belong. I expand my ego. I claim a country is mine. Ah, in our case, it's very fantastic. Because we are in a big country with so many little nations. With their own language, habit, even race. And you say, my country. It's mine, isn't it? If there will be one alien, then suddenly it will be my earth. That us is an extension of me. The worst meaning is in us. If you're clever enough, whenever there is an us, you pay attention and will not jump in. Because yes, as John said at the beginning, us creates. Us is this. You see? That's us. Right? That will create them. And them are never good. They are my dad. That's the serious stuff. Is exception, is extension of that independence I illusioned at the beginning, that there is me and the rest of the universe. When the universe was as small as a village or that stuff, okay, understandable. Now we know the universe has no end. Not that way, and not this way. The machine is not working yet. There was a flying connection. Pity. Back to the subject. The seventh step is to negate all you use to express yourself. Because as long as there is the illusion of this separation, that connection will not be there. So it won't be felt. It could be imagined. Later you will hear why when God wanted to put good and bad in this existence, what did he do? He sent angel after angel to bring me a piece of earth.